is Jonathan Cohen, President and CEO of Resource America.
Thank you for joining the Resource America Earnings Conference Call for the fourth fiscal quarter and fiscal year ended September 30th, 2010. This is Jonathan Cohen, President and CEO of Resource America, and I welcome you to our call. Before I begin, I will ask Purvi Kamdar, our Director of Investor Relations, to read the Safe Harbor Statement.
Thank you, Jonathan. When used in this conference call, the words believes, anticipates, expects, and similar expressions are intended to identify forward-looking statements. Although the company believes that these forward-looking statements are based on reasonable assumptions, such statements are subject to certain risks and uncertainties, which could cause actual results to differ materially from these contained in the forward-looking statements. These risks and uncertainties are discussed in the company's reports filed with the SEC, including its reports on Forms 8-K, 10-Q, and 10-K, and in particular, Item 1-A on the Form 10-K report under the title Risk Factors. Listeners are cautioned not to place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements, which speak only as of the date hereof. The company undertakes no obligation to update any of these forward-looking statements. And with that, I'll turn it back to Jonathan.
Thanks. Again, this is Jonathan Cohen, and thank you for joining our call. Fiscal year 2010 was a year of repositioning, deleveraging, refocusing, and contemplating strategic alternatives. The good news is that we ended fiscal 2010 with many of our ducks in a row, ready to march forward in 2011. While our fiscal 2010 results were not what we had hoped for, it served to stabilize our business and allowed us to reflect on how to grow the business. From a strategic standpoint, we realized that we have a very good company that can use its operating leverage to achieve profitability. Our board of directors, our chairman Edward Cohen, and I examined all strategic alternatives and concluded the following. First, we have three very good businesses. Second, we should be selling non-core assets to buy back our stock. And third, we should buy the stock personally if we believe in our business plan. Now to review these in more detail. First, we have three really good businesses: real estate, financial fund management, and leasing. With some more scale, their profitability can grow substantially. Real estate has three engines: Resource Capital Corp, our Opportunity REIT, and our distressed real estate joint venture, all of which have been restarted and worked well during fiscal year ended September 30, 2010. Resource Capital Corp raised over $151 million in equity proceeds. Resource Real Estate Opportunity REIT, for which Resource Real Estate is the external manager, broke escrow in September 2010 and through December 3rd has raised approximately $22 million and is raising capital now at a clip of more than $3.3 million per month. This pace should increase substantially over the next few months. We expect to raise approximately $90 to $100 million of new capital in this vehicle over the next 12 months. Third, our distressed real estate joint venture added approximately $90 million of equity from October 2009 to October 2010. Including capital raised for the REIT, we expect to raise a combined $160 million for distressed investments in the next 12 months. All three of these vehicles are growing. A lot of this growth is driven by our property management team and our national footprint, which has over 330 people nationwide. Our financial fund management business has started to add funds to manage and sub-advise, as well as a very good trading and brokering business. Not only is this business very cash profitable, but it continues to offer tremendous upside opportunity. Lastly, we have our leasing business, which, as you can see from the quarter and the year, this business required the most repositioning. We are very pleased that we are very close to putting the pieces together, capital, debt, and structure, that will allow LEAF to start to grow again in terms of originations, balance sheet, as well as profitability. LEAF will be able to rebuild its balance sheet and put itself in a strong position to accomplish the goals of, first, managing our retail funds in the best interest of our partners, as well as collecting our receivable owed to us by the funds. Second, repositioning LEAF for profitability. And third, ultimately selling the company in a few years, as banks and others need originators of business loans and leases. I also want to point out that Leaf has already made remarkable progress in one vital area. In the last 7 months, it has completed four securitizations totaling approximately $600,000,000 on behalf of our partnership funds. The ability to securitize is very important, and Leaf has shown it can do that. Our second major conclusion is that we should be selling assets to buy back our stock. Now that we have deleveraged and grown our cash position, we are now focused on selling non-core assets and using the capital to buy back our stock at these undervalued prices. We have an agreement to sell one small business component, and another non-core asset is currently being marketed. Between the two, we expect to net over $18,000,000 of cash, or close to $1 per share after taxes. We are quite excited and will be back to you as soon as these close. Our third major conclusion is that we should buy the stock personally because we believe strongly in the future of Resource. Edward Cohen, the Chairman, and I, the CEO and President, as per our 13D filed on August 3, 2010, intend to begin to buy stock at these levels to increase our ownership in the company. Now to the earnings. We reported adjusted income from continuing operations attributable to common shareholders of $959,000, or $0.05 per common share diluted, and $1,500,000, or $0.08 per share common share diluted for the fourth fiscal quarter and fiscal year ended September 30, 2010. We did report a loss for the quarter primarily attributable to writing off intangibles and other non-cash items at our leasing company, as well as certain deferred and other tax adjustments. On an operating basis, we seem to be right around break-even. Our focus is on adding equity to manage, and we are indeed doing that in all areas. During previous calls, we have said that we are committed to deleveraging, and as of September 30, 2010, the company reduced its consolidated borrowings outstanding by $125,000,000, or 65%, to $66,000,000 from $191,000,000 at September 30, 2009. This decrease primarily reflects the repayment and termination of the commercial finance credit facility, which had a $136,000,000 balance at September 30, 2009. With over $26,000,000 of marketable securities in cash, we have net corporate debt of approximately $6,000,000. Now I will ask Tom Elliott, our Chief Financial Officer, to walk us through the financial highlights.
Thank you, Jonathan. I'd like to first discuss the operating results and then highlight a few items on our balance sheet. The company reported a loss from continuing operations attributable to common shareholders of $8,500,000, or 44¢ per common share diluted, and $14,100,000, or 74¢ per common share diluted, for the fourth fiscal quarter and fiscal year ended September 30, 2010, respectively, as compared to income from continuing operations attributable to common shareholders of $404,000, or 2¢ per common share diluted, and a loss from continuing operations attributable to common shareholders of $14,500,000, or 78¢ per common share diluted, for the fourth fiscal quarter and fiscal year ended September 30, 2009, respectively. The company's results for the fourth fiscal quarter include non-cash charges of $3,900,000 within the company's commercial finance business. In addition, the quarter included two non-cash tax adjustments totaling $3,000,000. With these adjustments, our tax rate for the year ended September 30, without these adjustments, our tax rate for the year ended September 30, 2010, would have been 28% versus the 13% rate we reported. Our borrowings decreased to $66,100,000 at September 30, 2010. From $191,400,000 at September 30, 2009. September 30, 2010 borrowings include a $20,800,000 non-recourse bridge financing facility at Leaf, $14,100,000 of corporate revolving debt, all of which matures in October 2011, $14,300,000 of senior notes net of discounts due in September 2012, and $16,900,000 of other debt, of which $13,500,000 is in mortgage debt secured by properties owned by the company's subsidiaries. The company has continued to actively reduce its exposure to its corporate credit facility. the company's corporate bank borrowings have decreased by $56 million since their peak, when they totaled $70.1 million as of March 31st, 2008. As of September 30th, 2010, the company's GAAP book value per common share was $7.21. Total stockholders' equity was $132 million as of September 30th, 2010, as compared to $139.8 million as of September 30th, 2009. Total common shares outstanding were 18,301,570 as of September 30th, 2010, as compared to 17,991,723 as of September 30th, 2009. At this time, I will turn it back to Jonathan.
Thanks, Tom. I want to reiterate what we see for Resource America. Having improved our balance sheet considerably, we are in a position to grow, and our reduction of costs has provided us with operating leverage so that such growth could lead directly to considerable profits. How will we achieve that growth? As I summarized earlier, each of our businesses are realizing opportunities. In real estate, we will raise funds for the Resource Real Estate Opportunity REIT, continue to operate our institutional joint venture and raise funds there, and continue to guide Resource Capital Corp as it raises more capital over the years and pursues more opportunities. In financial funds, our best-of-breed loan manager is adding private accounts under management, and we expect to sponsor new CLOs in the very near future. Also, our trading business has grown from nothing 2 years ago into an important business today, and we expect that to continue. We have full confidence that shortly LEAF will complete its repositioning and grow its portfolio and continue to successfully securitize the assets it generates and services. All of these should contribute to a successful 2011 fiscal year. And with that, I'll open for any questions if there are any.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question on the phone lines, please press star 1. If your question has been answered or you'd like to have your question be removed, please press star 2. Once again, please press star 1 to ask the question. Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to ask the question. And Mr. Cohen, there are no further questions.
Thank you very much, and we look forward to speaking with you at our next quarterly call. Thanks.